Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
We do have plenty of open lines right now at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. If you have any question about a scripture that's troubled you, a problem situation that you need some help working through, navigating through, we would love to hear from you on today's program, 844-322-2742. My name is Bob Christopher, along with Richard Piper today, and we would love to talk with you and to open up the Word of God together and to share this marvelous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ with you in very practical ways that you can apply it in your situation. So again, the number 844-322-2742. Today is June 6th, an interesting date as far as history is concerned. 74 years ago was D-Day when troops stormed Normandy Beach, and I think that was a major turning point in World War II.
Beginning of the end.
Yes, it was. 50 years ago, Robert F. Kennedy died from gunshot wounds that were delivered by
His assassin.
That's right. His assassin. There you go. Wow. And boy, that troubled the country.
Sure did.
And, you know, in 68, Martin Luther King was assassinated as well. And that was just a troubled time for this country. And then it's also a very special date in my family. Years ago, Gina was born into this world, and that's my wife. And so today's her birthday, and just want to extend a special birthday greeting to her. When I met her a number of years ago, my life changed in a very positive and significant way. And talk about a perfect fit. She has just been the absolute perfect wife for me. And this journey that we've had together has just been fantastic. And I cannot thank the Lord enough for allowing our paths to cross so many years ago and for the many years that we've had together. So a special birthday greeting to my wife, Gina, today. So our passage of Scripture today that we want to talk about is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I think this is very important for us to understand. Yeah. A lot of times we just see ourselves as individuals, as just individual Christians. And sometimes we gather with other Christians at, you know, a building called church. And that's just not the reality. There is a deeper connection that we have to one another. So we're all born again of the Spirit of God. We are all baptized into Christ, and we've become members of this body of Christ. And that's exactly what Paul writes about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. So there's a corporate structure, an organic structure that has taken place through the giving of the Holy Spirit to individuals. So not only are we in union with Christ, we are tied to one another because we share the same life. We share His life. So His life is in me, His life is in you, His life is in every single believer. And so that shared life connects us together as a singular body of believers. So we belong to Christ, we belong to each other. We're part of this big family of God. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. So when did that take place? Well, it took place in your life the very moment that you believed. So you were once dead in sin. Jesus made you alive together with Him. And then the Spirit baptized or placed you into the body of Christ. You became a member of the body. And the Spirit has gifted you with certain spiritual gifts to build up the body so that the body can live out its purpose in this world today. Yep. So God is working through this body. You know, we look at how he's working through human events, through historical things, and we forget that his primary resource is us, the body. So what God is going to be doing that's going to have an impact in this world today, that's going to make a difference, that it's going to draw people unto himself, that work that he does is through us. And that's the joy of knowing that you're a member of the body of Christ. So you were saved individually. Jesus came to live in you individually. But the Spirit of God has placed you into an organism that is bigger than you. So you are a member of this body of Christ. And that is good news. That is good news. We all want to belong. Sure. I know when I went to college, when I went to the University of Georgia, it's a big school with lots of people. And I really only had one friend that I knew at the University of Georgia when I went there the first day. And so I wanted to become a part of a group. I wanted a group of friends that I could hang out with, that I could enjoy, that I could lean on in times of trouble, just some friends. And so I joined a fraternity, and I became a part of something bigger than myself. And that connection was very helpful to me to get through those critical years. And college years are certainly critical years for everyone. But we have something greater than a fraternity. I was just brothers with them because we had the same jersey on, basically. had said the same vows to get in. But as believers in Christ, we share a life, the very life of Christ, and we experience that together through the Holy Spirit. So we belong to something bigger than ourselves, and that really lifts us up as far as our identity, who we are, and also our purpose. Who are you? Well, I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of the body of Christ, and I'm living out this purpose, this corporate purpose that he has for us as a church, as a body of believers. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer. 844-322-2742 is the number that you can call right now and be a part of today's broadcast. We do have a couple of open lines, so take advantage of that opportunity right now, 844-322-2742. I did want to remind our listeners that this month is a critical month for Basic Gospel. June 30th is our fiscal year end,
yes,
and we have a target, and we want to see God just crush that target as he works through people out there who can support and give generously this month. And we have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands as a way of saying thank you. So if you could help us this month and meet this critical goal, we would greatly appreciate your support. All the information is available on how you can contribute at our website at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can make a contribution by calling 844-322-2742. Michelle will pick up. And if you are interested in making a contribution, just let her know and she will get you to Billy, and Billy will take good care of you. So let's crush this goal. We've had a great year. We've had such good momentum. God has just used the resources in such a way to expand our outreach, and we're trusting him to continue to do that. So give and give generously, and thank you in advance for helping us meet this goal and to get ready for July 1 and the many new opportunities that we can consider at that particular point in time. Again, visit basicgospel.net, click the donate link, and follow all the instructions right there. Well, our number, if you would like to call and be a part of today's broadcast, is 844-322-2742. 2742, 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you on today's program. Well, let's go to Aledo, Texas, and talk with John, listening to us on The Word today. Hi, John.
How are you, sir?
Doing fantastic. What's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys. I came to Christ very, very late in life. I'm in my late 50s, found Christ in the 50s. I have a knack for teaching, so I find myself teaching Sunday morning and Thursday night at my house, different groups. And I love doing it, but I often find myself surrounded by people who have been Christians much, much, much longer than I have. And I called you guys a couple of months back, and the concept is Calvinism and the concept of the elect versus the reprobate. And it often pops up, and you pointed me to a couple of passages that reference people group and not individuals, and it makes sense to me, but quite frankly, I find myself at a loss to explain God's sovereignty and knowing what's going to happen, and the difference between knowing and causation. So I was wondering if you could kind of give me your thoughts on how you tackle that subject.
Well, John, that's an interesting yes. question and a very yes. good question, and one that's been debated for 2,000 years. So the how of salvation as far as God's side of that equation goes. And so Calvinism, really explored the idea of election. What does that look like? Some Dutch theologians, years following Calvin's work and his life, they took a deep dive into some of Calvin's writings, and they came up with the acrostic tulip. And they did so because they were from the Netherlands and the tulips yeah. and all of that. So
made sense.
So it just made sense. So Calvin never came up with that acrostic. So it was just somebody looking at his writings and coming up with a way to explain them through this acrostic. But I think we just have to stick with what the Word of God says. And instead of taking it further, we know that God is sovereign. Well, and he was so sovereign that he chose to send Jesus. And that was a plan that was hatched before creation even occurred. So Christ was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. So when he talks about God's foreknowledge, the Word of God is always connecting his foreknowledge to Jesus Christ himself. Jesus was foreknown. The fact that he was going to come into the world at a certain point in time, and that he was going to inhabit a body that God prepared for him, and that at a certain point in time, he was going to offer that body as the once-for-all sacrifice for sin. So God foreknew that. And so, according to the foreknowledge of God, Christ came into this world and became one of us. Now, he also predestined that anyone who responds by faith to the grace that has been poured out in Jesus is saved. So that's been predestined. God has decided that life is in Jesus Christ, and those who have Jesus have life. Those who do not have Jesus do not have life. And then he's even predestined further that those who have Christ, that they are going to be conformed to the image of Christ. So those are the things that have been predestined. Based on God's foreknowledge, he foreknew Jesus. He predestined that those who receive Jesus will receive life. And they will be adopted into the family of God as sons and daughters of God, and they will be conformed to the image of God. And that when they die, they're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Those are the things that God in his sovereignty has predestined, and nothing in this world can alter that. You can't alter that. Once you have life, you can't go back to death. God saved you, and he's saved you completely. So we see God's sovereignty in this assurance of salvation and the perseverance of the saints. So that's how we need to couch it. That's how the Word of God couches this subject of predestination. And then the other thing that God predestined, and I think this is what we talked about the last time you called, is that he predestined that both Jew and Gentile would be saved in exactly the same way. And so all of the great passages on predestination, Ephesians chapters 1, 2, and 3, yeah. Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11, and there are several other passages scattered throughout Paul's writings and Peter's letters. They're all in the context of Jew and Gentile. So just as the Jew was saved, so will the Gentile be saved, and the two will become one man. And so in Christ, there's no Jew or Gentile. They're simply children of God. So God sovereignly acted in Jesus, and nothing can thwart the plan of God that has been executed in Jesus through his death, burial, and resurrection.
It all makes sense until they bring up, you know, until they take the argument down to the individual, you know, that if God is sovereign to people group, then God is also sovereign to the individual. And that's kind of where, you know, although I understand what they're saying.
And I think you just have to take it back, John, to, yeah, God is sovereign and that he predestined that anyone who believes in Jesus will be saved.
Yes.
That anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So it's a by grace through faith story that God is writing in this world today. Individuals are included in that story when by faith they respond to the good news of Jesus Christ. And certainly, you know, God is acting in all of that. But he's acting through this proclamation of the gospel. So I would just simply keep bringing people back to the fact that God has predestined that anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
Amen. I'm just trying to keep it as a point of discussion and not a point of division. I think that's...
Yeah.
That's
well, and I think that's a good point to bring up that... you know, I've never been in a discussion on Calvinism and election and predestination that it was a cordial discussion.
Yeah.
Usually people dig their spurs in and they start getting angry and all sorts of things happen. But when you look at it in terms of people groups and exactly what God has predestined, then it becomes a doctrine of unity, of encouragement, and of building one another up. So just the fact there's division, God's not the author of that. And so I think you have to point that out and say, hey, this should not be a doctrine that divides. It should be a doctrine that unifies.
Amen.
Well, thanks, John.
Thank you very much.
Hope that helps. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Joe in Carrollton, Texas. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, I have a question. Actually, I used to go to your church on Rosemary. I don't know if you guys remember me. I used to ride my bike over there.
Oh, yeah. I remember Joe.
Yeah, it was about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But my question was, I'm a little confused on the on that Bible passage where Jesus says that you either be hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, he'll... spew you out of his mouth, basically, you know, throw up out of his mouth, you know, the person.
Yeah, I do. It's in the book of Revelation. And, you know, God is never going to spew a child of his out of his mouth. I mean, the word of God is very clear, Joe, that once we've been marked out as one of his own, we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit, And that's the deposit guaranteeing that when we're absent from the body, we're going to be present with the Lord. So it doesn't mean that you can lose your salvation. I think he was just looking at kind of the actual place. This was to the church in Laodicea. It didn't have a water source of its own. So it received water from different places, but by the time it got to Laodicea, it was neither hot nor cold. And he was saying, that's kind of what you are in your faith. You're neither hot or cold. And, you know, I want you to either get on board or not get on board.
Okay. So what you're saying is, it's like a person that goes to church, reads their Bible, but never accepts the Lord.
Absolutely.
Say, hey, yeah. I'm a Christian.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Jesus actually made that clear starting in verse 17, where he said, "You say I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked." That does not describe a child of God. A child of God is sealed by the Holy Spirit, blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
And fully clothed
and fully
in the righteousness,
clothed in
of,
the
Christ.
Righteousness of Christ. These are fakers. These are people who are hanging around and faking it. And God says, look, accept Jesus or not, but don't think that just because you dress the right way means that you're somehow saved.
Okay, now I got it. Okay, and by the way, I was going to tell you, I did purchase that Heart Passages.
Yes.
And that really opened up a lot of doors in my life, especially like I used to get up in the morning, go, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, blah, blah, blah. And then after I heard this, after you guys explained it and it broke it down, I was like so hooked that, believe it or not, I still listen to it over and over and over to get through my thick skull. And I still hear new things that I might have missed. So my question was, is there any chance in the future you guys might have a Heart Passages Series 2?
Well, we probably will. Right. I mean, it's certainly an important topic, and it's important to really work through those difficult passages, because oftentimes those passages become obstacles to really, truly, genuinely believing the message. And I think that's a good idea, Joe. Thanks for sharing that, and great to hear from you again.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. And I just want to tell the listeners, if you guys haven't gotten this Heart Passages, I highly recommend it.
Well, thanks, Joe. Yeah, thank you. For our listeners, that is available at our website at basicgospel.net. Just click resources, and you can find it there. So, Joe, thanks for calling, and it's great to hear from you again, my friend.
Yeah, nice talking to you guys. You guys keep up the great work.
We sure will.
Thank you.
Well, we're quickly going to go to Fairfax, Virginia, and talk with Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. I wanted to ask, what is the importance of growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ? We know that when we believe in him, he lives in us forever, but what's the importance of growing in that knowledge?
Well, because it becomes the anchor for your soul. In this world, Chris, you're bombarded with all kinds of strange teachings. And, you know, a lot of those strange teachings come to you in very persuasive manners. And so this anchors you. It enables you to discern that those messages are either true or false. And if they're false, then you can easily reject them. And that's really the context of that passage in 1 Peter. It says, you know, you therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it's the very thing that can anchor you in this crazy world in which we live, that is filled with false messages, mixed messages, that can detract you from really walking in the fullness of who you are in Christ. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Thank you for joining us on today's program. We'll be back tomorrow with another live broadcast of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then.